there, Hornets. Welcome back to another episode of the State Hornet Podcast. I'm Daniel Gonzalez, and I'm here with
Zachariah Aguilar.
And on this week's episode, we'll be recapping last week's news. This year's Sac State student government elections have low voter turnout, leading to multiple vacancies on the board. The ASI board is made up of the president, four vice presidents, and nine directors. The total voter turnout was 13% with 3,821 voters out of the 29,422 students enrolled. Many of the candidates ran unopposed. Most of the candidates expressed their excitement during the election and to hear the final results. President of the Allied Students for Justice, Corey Jones, said he would like to increase student interest in ASI, both to run and increase voter turnout in future elections. President Natalie Andrade Dominguez listed her top three goals as improving basic needs for students, mental health resources, and financial accessibility. There were two director positions that had no candidates but can be filled through a search committee with the president and two other board members.
Students March for Suicide Prevention, the 13th annual Out of Darkness Walk, is an event that is held intended to help students prevent committing suicide. It's always critical to meet up with someone who is willing to help you through the many difficult times in life. Over 1,000 Sac State students met in front of the well on Thursday to support. The event was put on by the Students Health Counseling and Wellness Service from the well and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention of Sacramento. There were mental health resources available at the event.
Seven new murals behind the University Union are a part of a campus multi-year project. The mural collection, titled Becoming, is on the south wall of the Ernest E. Channon Engineering Teaching and Research Building and behind the University Union by the Food Pantry. Vice President of Inclusive Excellence Mia Settles Tidwell said the murals are a visual representation of the university's effort toward diversity, equity, and inclusion. Sac State students, staff, and members of the community were selected to create murals. These murals will be displayed for a year and a half before the third installment of murals titled Being are implemented. The following spring semester,
BIPOC artists showcase their work in Kandema Hall at Sac State. Artists share their personal stories of religious upbringing through their art. RW in Joyce Witt Gallery. Viewers can expect to see artwork that entails religious upbringing and challenge societal norms in the hall. The world of fine arts is often isolating to underrepresented communities. Artists from these communities are challenging the isolation by creating works that tell their own stories. There are many paintings that depict the Virgin Mary and other work pieces that represent the Filipino community.
If you've heard about a missing fellow Hornet, Noel Lynch, then worry no longer. Lynch went missing nearly 2 weeks ago but was located through a post to X, formerly known as Twitter. Her parents asked for privacy during this difficult time, but they will share updates when they are ready.
Dr. Luke Wood announced via campus-wide email that Sac State's Vice President for Diversity, Mia Sells Tidwell, will be leaving her role effective May 1st. She is the second vice president to resign from this position in the past 5 years. Dr. Settles Tidwell has a record of removing barriers that impede success for students, staff, and faculty. Dr. Settles Tidwell's next move is unclear.
And that's all we have for you on this week's State Hornet Podcast. If you'd like to see more stories, visit statehornet.com.